Good morning to all of you. It's a blessing to be here already this morning. I appreciated the songs and also the thoughts that Melvin was sharing there about bearing fruit. I guess we'll just get started in here. Melvin already prayed, so we'll get started. Let's turn to Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. I'd like to say that what I plan to share this morning has been is what God has been doing in my heart, and it's to me, first of all, and hopefully the rest of y'all can glean something from it as well, or it can be edifying to you. So, Hebrews 12, we'll just read the first two verses for now. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, this morning I'd like to talk a little bit about running and races, and compare it a bit to compare the races that are ran today in this world, and compare that to our spiritual life and some of the races, the race we're running, and try to draw some practical application from that. One thing it says here in the first part of the verse is it says that we're compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. So from that we can understand that there's a lot of people watching. We're running a race, but the whole world is watching, and they're looking and they're watching us run our race. Today we have a lot of sports. There's a lot of things going on. People are watching those, and they're watching the people, you know, the athletes that are in there. Just over a year ago was the 2024 Olympic Games. And in those games, there was over 10,000 people participating for a gold medal. All 10,000 of them had the same goal. They all wanted a gold medal. One part of that, obviously, was running in those races. But with 10,000 people competing for a gold medal, that means your chances aren't very high. It's a few gold medals for a lot of people. It is commonly thought that to be an outstanding player in any field, a minimum requirement, or like minimum goal, would be at least 10,000 hours of practice in that sport to become a standard, or like a pro, or to be good at it. Not to be the best, but to just be in the top part of it. But 10,000 hours of practice is a minimum. It'll take at least that much to get you somewhere. But to be a consistent winner is going to take a lot more hours of practice than that. Many athletes practice 30 plus hours a week for many years, in fact most of their lives, up to the point when they're in this race. They've spent their entire life practicing for this race, just to be part of that 10,000 people that were competing there. Many of them have well over 15,000 hours of practice or discipline, time they spent practicing in life to become this, to be in part of this race, to be, to try to win. It includes rigorous training, tough diets, real tight schedules, a lot of discipline. But that's what it takes to qualify, to get to play, to get to be in this race. I think it's a level of commitment that most of us can't really comprehend, the amount of time and effort and consistent work they put into preparing, practicing, and training for this, for their race. Why? What makes them do that? Why don't they give up? Because it's a lot of time, it's not any fun. It's a lot of hard work. And that's because they have a vision, they have a goal, they have something they're working for, they have a picture in their mind, and they're headed for that. And all of this goes to get them to there. They need to put all this training and effort into it to get to be in this race. And that's all they look at. They're focused on that. In fact, they have what they call vision training. They train their vision to comprehend, to be looking ahead, to be thinking, training how much of the time they need to be spent focused on that gold medal while they're running every day, every day, every day. They keep training, but they need to train their vision too to make sure that it stays on their goal. So first comes the vision. They want to win a medal. Then the practice and the training and all the hard work comes into it. Hours and hours, days and days, all spent with a vision. Because if you lose the vision, then you quit putting effort into it. And then that's the end of your go. You're not going to make it if you quit putting effort. And finally, last of all, comes the big race. And they've been working towards it in their entire life. An athlete has been. And it all comes down to if they've done their work, if they've put in their practice, if they've tried their best. And a lot of what determines whether or not they have is if they've kept their eye on their vision, the goal, or if they've got distracted. Is it what's going to propel them? Now they have to. Now they're at the race. Is this going to propel them through? So we as Christians also have a race, as we just read here in the first verse of Hebrews 12. And it's an important thing to remember that the race we're running in is of far greater importance than any Olympic game. Amen. We have a race that it's... We're running the race that God has set before us, and it's for our souls. And the question is, do we have a vision? And are we focused on what we're running for? Is our vision working? Is it propelling us forward when the times are hard? Are we prepared? Are we training? I want to look at, read Hebrews 12 there to verse 11. We're not going to be able to get into nearly all those verses, but maybe you can take the ones we don't get through home and look at them. But I'm just going to read through here again. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of the Spirit and live? For they verily, for a few days, chastened us after their own pleasure, but for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Paul's shown us a bit of what we're going to face and go through if we're going to run this race, if we're going to be successful in it. So, I'm not really going to get into a whole lot of, I guess we'll just keep going here. So, the question is, what is our vision? Do we have a vision for our lives, for our family? If we don't have a vision, it's hard to stay focused. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. It's easy to find ourselves going through life without a vision. It's easy to lose track of what we're doing here and our goal in life. We're just doing our thing, working our job, raising our family. We're going to church, and we're just living life. And we forget why we're here and that we need to be running a race. After a while, it's easy to be discouraged and distracted. We start spending more time doing non-upbuilding things. We start spending more money, things that don't have any lasting effects, things that don't have any real purpose. If we think back to the athletes or an athlete that we were talking about earlier, you know, if an athlete runs and practices and he builds up his strength and he endures and he is doing his diet and he's practicing, he's working towards his goal. And then after a while he starts to slack off and his diet starts to slip, and soon we're down to a couple hours a day of practice and we're not really going anywhere. And his training is just slipping off. What's happening? I mean, we're losing the vision. He's forgetting why he's doing this. It's no longer his goal. He left it behind. If he then suddenly remembers this and begins to train again, and he starts doing all his workouts, and he's training again, and then soon he starts to slip again. Sometimes we can find ourselves a little bit like that in life. If we don't, at that rate, that athlete will never make it to the Olympics. He's never going to go anywhere. If it's up and down, up and down, up and down, we're not going to make it. We have to have a vision that propels us forward all the time. This race we're running in, in our lives, we need to run all the time. We can't keep allowing ourselves to be distracted and forget what we're here for. We need to have a vision that's strong in our mind. If we keep forgetting why God put us here and where we're going, it hinders our life a lot. We have to keep those things in our mind at all times. We must run with patience the race that is set before us. We have to be focused on the end. We have to keep that vision in mind. We have to keep our eyes on Jesus and look at what he's done on the cross for us and keep that as part of our focus and our vision. He needs to be in the middle of it. He is our example, and we need to follow in his footsteps. We need to spend time reading and prayer and seeking his face and asking him to give us a vision that we can keep in our minds and keep our focus on it. In the first part of verse 1, we see he says, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run." So some things in life, in our lives, may not be sin, but they're just weight. They're just things that are holding us back. He's calling us, we have to let those things behind, even if they're not necessarily bad things. All the things that are not upbuilding need to go. The discipline, if you think of an athlete, he can't spend his time doing non-profitable things if he's going to win a gold medal. He has to spend all his time doing things that are upbuilding, or he's not going to win. And that's how it is for us too. We need to spend our time pursuing upbuilding things in our lives, or they'll be holding us back. If you think about, I mean, obviously it's an extreme example, but if you were running a race with a backpack and things in your pockets, you'll never go anywhere. That's not how you're going to win. And that's a little bit how we can be in life sometimes. We're carrying around a lot of stuffed things that aren't profitable for us, aren't edifying us, aren't any help. We're just dragging a bunch of garbage along. And we need to let those things behind. The rest of the verse says, "And let us run with patience the race that is set before us." That word patience, the word patience in the Strong's definition, it's cheerful or hopeful, endurance, constancy, enduring, patience, patient continuance, waiting. And that's hard. It's hard work. And it's not any fun. It's boring. And that's a little bit how it is in training for an athlete. It's hard. It's a lot of hard work, time. But if we're going to win the race, we're going to have to do it. It's essential to victory or to being successful in our race. It's not easy. It requires patience. Practice requires patience, enduring, consistency with cheerfulness. It's not just forcing ourselves through those things, but also allowing them to be upbuilding in our lives. In verse 2, we see that Jesus is our example. Let's read verse 2 there. "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy which was set before us endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." There we see that Jesus is our example, and he's been on this earth and ran his race, and now it's our turn and we can follow in his footsteps, just like we are to be an example to the people who are watching us, making it, working to the people behind us, or the next generation can see how it can learn from us and help them to go farther in their race. We're looking for him for our help and our strength. It's not, we don't have it in us to win this race by ourselves. It takes his strength. It's important for an athlete to have a coach, someone to help him see the path forward, someone to encourage him when he's down, someone to who he can trust. And Jesus, in some ways, we can compare him to a coach. He's been here. He's already ran a race. He has the experience. He has all the power. And we can trust him if we keep our focus on him. He will be our coach, and he will show us the path forward. He's experienced the trials, any of the trials that we've faced. He has already experienced those, and he ran with patience the race that God set before him. So we want to keep him as our example. So that's most of what I have. There's a lot more in the rest of those verses there, 3 and all the way down to 11. But I'm not going to be able to get into them this morning. Hopefully you can maybe read through them and look for some more practical examples and encouragement there. I hope that these verses could be an encouragement to you. I was encouraged as I studied this, and I wanted it to be an encouragement to you. So let's keep that in our, let's get a vision and keep that in our mind, in our focus every day, all day, and remember why we're here, and not get distracted by everything that comes around and looks appealing or whatever, and go chasing all kinds of things, but keep a vision of what we're here for, and that if we're going to win, if we're going to run this race and we're going to be successful in it, it's going to take a lot of hard work, a lot of practice, and a lot of time, and it's going to mean cutting out a lot of things that we would maybe rather be doing. But let's run this race that God has for us with endurance and with cheerfulness, and God will be there for us and with us all the time. So that's all I have. Thank you. God bless.